This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me is Teresa Maurer, our local ambassador to local food. Teresa, how are you?
I'm doing great.
It's been a couple of weeks. A
couple of weeks, and we've gotten rain.
And with you, your
co- is Lori Boatwright, my co-manager at the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
Lori, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here.
This is traditionally, now I don't know about farmers, but traditionally, school children and others think that we're in fall because we've gone past Labor Day.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I wanted in particular to talk about today. Even though it's after Labor Day, mm-hmm. you need to keep market visits on your do list and in your weekly habit because Northwest Arkansas has wonderful fall produce. I mean, you've got the fruits with the apples, you've got the meats continuing, and you've still got this great variety of fall produce. You've even got some second plantings of things like sweet corn and tomatoes. You know, the okra's there, the eggplants are still beautiful. We just have incredible variety. But somehow there's a little switch that goes off mm-hmm. in people's brains, and they think, okay, it's September, there's
we're
no
the pumpkins.
Markets. Yeah, but the markets are here, and we're here for sure through October and many markets even through November. And I even have, you know, just like the school closings where you read a list of communities, here are the communities that for sure have markets through October.
Okay.
Bentonville, Berryville, Eureka Springs, Fayetteville, Huntsville, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Springdale, and West Fork. And if you want to check out locations or times or days of the week, nwalocalfoodguide.org is a place where you can do that. And again, these markets are not just open on Saturday. Many are open during the week. So literally, as we've talked before, if you've got a day of the week, there's a market for you. So we just want to make sure that please don't stop coming to the market. There are farmers there waiting to give you just wonderful variety, fresh stuff, ready to go for your tailgate or your fall party.
People visiting markets throughout the fall, Lori, some people who came to Fayetteville earlier this calendar year were the members, the participants in the Great American Food Truck Race. Great Food Truck Race.
Which is a Food Network television competition. They were here in late May, and we had five trucks that came to Fayetteville and were here all weekend. And the farmers market is one of the places they came. And we're really excited to see it. It airs this Sunday night, which is September the 9th, at 8 o'clock Central Time on the Food Network. So we hope everybody, you know, has a watch party, DVRs it, whatever they want to do, and make sure we see Fayetteville on the Food Network.
And from what I understand, yeah, they were at the market, but they were everywhere and kept late hours. They were on Dixon Street, I guess, past 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it was one of their challenges. And it's a different season for them. All of the participants, they had never worked in a food truck before. These were all brand new people to give it a shot. And yeah, they were at the market at 7 o'clock serving breakfast. Then they were down on Dixon Street at 2 o'clock the next day, back out on the street on Sunday. And, you know, one team went home, and I guess we'll see which one that is when it airs on Sunday.
We feel like it's going to put Fayetteville on the map in a really good way, and Fayetteville on the food map as well,
right,
which we especially wanted.
Before that show airs, the ensemble Stomp will be in town, and usually you don't think of trash cans getting beaten up and food, but there's a reason to think of them together this weekend.
While Stomp has been on tour this year, they are working the Stomp Out Hunger campaign city by city. So they have partnered with Feed Fayetteville while they're here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, to Stomp Out Hunger. And we will be doing a protein, produce, and pennies drive, meaning for canned items of protein with beans, nut butters, things like that, produce, and pennies, of course. And then the drop-off points for those will be Ozark Natural Foods, Brickhouse Kitchen, the Farmers Market, and Walton Arts Center. And with every donation, you get $10 off your ticket purchase.
And Teresa, you mentioned the second plantings of sweet corn, tomatoes, watermelons still around?
You know, there were a few on tables this week, so I expect there will be a few. Mm-hmm. Again, it's amazing, you know, with some of the season extension, shading techniques and other things, what you can do. And it's amazing to me that our farmers have just persisted and the rains finally did come, and that's going to bring, like it did last year after the drought, I think an incredible fall produce season.
Oh, good. And also, Lori, there's some big news that comes from the 2012 America's Favorite Farmers Markets Contest run by the American Farmland Trust.
Fayetteville Farmers Market is number one in large markets across the country.
Number one.
Number one.
In the country.
In the country. We were number five last year, and so we're really pleased to announce that we're number one this year.
Da, 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 da.
So you can put – what do you know, in baseball, you're awarded the pennant. Do you get a crown? What do you know what you get?
I don't know what we get
bragging
yet.
Rights, for sure.
We get bragging rights. We're really excited about that.
It's great for the marketing materials. We can say we're number one this year. I mean, it's just – there's a lot of press materials and things that come our way that they help us with, and – it'll just be a great boost.
All right. Well, enjoy your food, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks
all right.
So much,
thank you, Kyle.
Teresa Maurer and Lori Boatwright are co-managers of the Fayetteville Farmers Market.